Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized that the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The one who's least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." And John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. We tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you. The Gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Those who have gone to the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, the book of Job is very apropos. And it's related, especially for the last concept and principle and foundations called holy indifference. Because here we see in the first reading how Job is just suffers one suffering after another. He loses his oxen, and he loses those who watch over his oxen. He loses his sheep. Did you hear how that happened? And so I guess lightning bolts killed all the sheep and the shepherds. Well, must have been a lot of lightning, right? Usually it's just one bolt, isn't it? No? Must have been maybe, you know, maybe 1,000 bolts, no? And then he loses his kids, his children. He loses his house. What would you do? We have the classical phrase from Job. If anyone remembers the book of Job, that's the one verse we all remember, right? "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, naked I returned to the earth. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Didn't get the last part of the verse, so there's another part that concludes, "If we accept good from the Lord, shouldn't we not accept bad?" I think that should be added to it. So are we still attached? It's a really good passage to read to go and meditate upon holy indifference. The whole book is a book of holy indifference. But go through those four categories that Ignatius gives us. Four categories. Remember them. Not to prefer a long life to a short life. Not to prefer health to sickness. Not to prefer riches to poverty. Not to prefer honors to humiliation. If you really go through that passage, you see a lot of those categories, right? Long life, short life. Well, his children seem to be, it says that they were young. Maybe they were teenagers in their early 20s. They're all in the eldest brother's house, right? So that long life, they didn't have it, did they? Their long life was truncated when they were very young. Imitation of Christ is, it's not important a long life, but a holy life. Probably try to memorize that one. How about health to sickness? We're going to be visiting another page where Job is a relatively healthy person. You know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be filled with, can we say it, ulcers, wounds. He's basically turned into a leper, right? From head to foot. Ulcers in which pus is oozing out. Probably real stench too. And we get one of those sprays that we use after we do our reading. So, long life, short life, health, sick. How about possessions? Basically, he lost almost all of it, didn't he? His house, his oxen, his asses, his sheep. Even his workers were killed, right? How about his honor? You know who's going to come out and curse him? His wife. Man, Mrs. Job. Mrs. Job didn't cut the cake, did she, no? Not sure the exact word, but I'm pretty sure that she's going to say, curse God and die. You know why? The mentality of the Jews back then was, is the Protestants the gospel of prosperity? You ever hear that? Americans know that. The gospel of prosperity. If you're a Protestant and you're prosperous, because you're a good person. That was the basic mentality back then. When Jesus comes, he's going to radically transform us. He's going to say, in the Beatitude, blessed are the poor, right? Blessed are the persecuted. Like Lorenzo Ruiz, first Filipino martyr, right? How much he suffered. So it's a good idea, I think, today, even though it's a challenging meditation, challenging examination of conscience, how much are we living holy indifference? I think we all live it to a certain degree, right? Then we say, as they say in Spanish, basta, right? It's enough. Interesting thing about this is that there's one tragedy. As soon as they finish a tragedy, another one comes in, another tragedy, another tragedy. He doesn't have enough time to breathe, does he? But if we really have a very, very, very deep faith, which sometimes we're lacking, that of the saints, well, everything depends on God anyway. Everything they have is a gift from God anyway. If God wants to take it away, before he didn't have anything anyway, you have to have a really deep faith. Which maybe we don't have it yet. So let's pray that by meditating upon this book of Job this week, that we would have our hearts rooted in God and Mary and the angels and the saints. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Through Christ our life, we pray, bear fruit in us.
You are the fount of life. Enliven the listless spirits of believers who have lost their taste for prayer.
Bear fruit in us.